This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Do you hear the landscaping happening outside? The drama of live radio. So last night we had a couple things occur that we could not have foreseen occur on my end. And I didn't get to do my weekly recap with Dan Zimmerman. But Dan has many capable people working with him. So to do my weekly recap and then some, because he does a lot of things behind the Iron Curtain, if you will, joining me from truthaboutguns.com and Guns Saves Lives, or Guns, you'll tell you in just a second. That would be John Bach. How you doing, sir? Which one is it? I never get it right. Is it Guns Save Lives or Guns Save Life?
Guns Save Life, L-I-F-E.
Now, there's somebody else that does the lives thing, right?
Yeah, we wanted it originally, but some group in, I think it was Ohio, had it, and so we went with Gun Save Life, and I tell you what, it's been good. We kind of leave it to multiple interpretations, but the bottom line is we're pro-life, and we're pro-good guys anyway. And we love doing what we're doing. We have a lot of fun.
Now, in addition to that, you exist in Illinois and operate in Illinois.
People's Republic. It's not as bad as it could be, but I attribute that to the fact that we've got a lot of pro-Second Amendment patriots here in Illinois that are doing God's work and keeping the heathens at bay, if you will.
Well, I mean, the thing about it, though, is... And I've always had this impression, like, I look at New York State, and I think New York State is actually a pretty big gun state once you get out of New York City. And likewise with Illinois, I look at Illinois and think Illinois is a pretty decent-sized, has a decent-sized Second Amendment following, except for the leadership of Chicago. Fair way to put it? And Father Flicker.
We don't have that many gun owners here in Illinois. We're about 2.2, 2.3 million gun owners out of about 13, 14 million people.
Right.
Which, if this was Kentucky, it'd be, 12 million gun owners out of 13 or 14 million people. But not the case here in Illinois.
Right. So, knowing that I do the recap, now I saw you put an article out today, and I don't remember which one it is, but you may know which one it was. What's been going on at Truth About Guns that you want to talk about?
Well, the big one, of course, for me personally is the Chicago gun buyback, where we took a bunch of rusty, broken-down junk up to Chicago and turned it in for perfectly good cash that we're going to launder those cards, for lack of a better word, into cash, and then we're going to use that money for youth shooting programs, including sending young people to the nation's longest-running NRA youth shooting camp. So the idea that Chicago taxpayers are using their money to educate young people in the safe and effective use of firearms is just just delicious in more ways than one.
Those buybacks always sort of, they always seem to attract the guns that come in three or four pieces, don't they?
They do. You better have some gloves because there's going to be a lot of rust.
Yeah.
A lot of junk. I've never seen so many knockoff guns in my life. I've done probably a half dozen or more of these in my time as an activist, maybe as many as 10. And I can count on one hand the number of decent guns that are worth more than a couple hundred bucks at one of these things. And for the people that bring in the nice, expensive guns, well, you know the old expression, a fool and his or her money are soon parted. That's the way I look at it. I mean, if somebody is too stupid or too bullheaded to know that they've got a $1,000 or $2,000 gun and they turn it in for $100 gift card, then they got exactly what they deserve out of the deal.
Right. Now, something else came out of that, though, out of the gun buyback that I would not have expected. You had an alderman get out there and...
Yes, that's the story I picked up last night from Second City Cop, of all places, that a generally anti-gun Chicago Democrat, after this last weekend when there was a gangland shooting outside of his house where somebody got perforated and died, and the good Democrat representative's car got riddled with gunfire. I think it was a come-to-Jesus moment for LaShawn Ford. And he's been he's been anti-gun consistently in the past. He's not rabidly anti-gun like a few of the Kool-Aid drinkers we have here in Illinois, but he definitely was no friend. And he's out there telling his neighbors and to get guns and to get their concealed carry license. He's supposedly working with a concealed carry instructor to get them some bargain or free training to get their concealed carry licenses, and encouraging them to do that. And I say to LaShawn Ford, welcome to the fold, buddy. We've been preaching this for years and years, and I'm glad to have you. Better late than never.
Yeah. One thing that I sort of expected to come out of Alexandria was something like that. And I don't know if it didn't happen because it was Democrats that he was, was trying to murder that day. And it was only Republicans. Because, like, the one Republican he talked to before he opened fire, Jeff Duncan, is a legislator out of here where I live. And Jeff is actually a representative that knows what guns are and how they operate. He carries them, he uses them when he's home. So I sort of expected to see something come out of that, the realization that nobody is safe and this can happen anywhere to anybody, and that we would see this sudden surge in pro-gun legislation, pro-carry legislation, and we got none of that.
No, of course not. The media buried that story faster than anything. I think Jim Treacher that once famously tweeted, the media is all about covering stories that are unfavorable to Democrats with a pillow until they stop moving.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did with the Bernie bro, the radical, hardcore leftist liberal from Illinois, right here in Illinois, who went out there and tried to assassinate a whole bunch of Republicans to affect political change. And we had a couple of our Gun Save Life members who met this guy at a convention of home inspectors, and they said he was kind of far out years ago, and they would never have guessed that he was going to be the guy to go try to commit political assassination. But sure enough, he was. And you know, the irony was that he ended up shooting a lesbian woman and an African American man, the two bodyguards of Scalise, before they took him out for good. But no, absolutely, the media was going to bury that story when it was a radical leftist, just like the guy from last weekend.
Let's talk about that when we get back.
Yeah,
talking to John Bach from Truth About Guns and Guns Save Life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. They're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of the Reformation line and Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to John Bach from The Truth About Guns and Guns Save Life. Real quick, tell everybody how they can sign up for your magazine.
Join Guns Save Life. There's a link on our website to join up online, or you can download the membership form from the GunsSaveLife.com website. And we mail you a copy of Gun News every month as one of the perks and benefits for membership. And it's a good time. It's $30. $20 more gets you to sign up a friend for a discounted price to introduce them to GSL and the things that we do. And, of course, this coming month's issue has got the Chicago Gun Buyback prepaid debit cards right there plastered on the front page where the mayor and the police chief can't miss them.
It's a good read. He sent me a copy of it today to look at, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. For those of you that want to support Gun Save Life, I would give this a look. Give it a look. And anyway, back to now. You were wanting to talk about something else as I had to slow you down. What were you wanting to talk about?
The guy in Tacoma from this last weekend who tried to shoot up some of the buses they used to deport the undocumented immigrants at this facility to deportation. And he ended up getting shot. But, I mean, this guy was a pretty far left, you know, he described himself as an anarchist, an Antifa guy. A member of the John Brown Gun Club, which is certainly not exactly an NRA-affiliated club. He's running around with a bandana over his face and around his neck. And, you know, he's 69 years old. He should be enjoying his retirement years. But instead, he's allegedly has been accused of beating his wife. He's in the middle of a divorce. Is basically kind of looking like the guy was a loser and didn't have a lot to live for. And being a tough guy behind the mask, I guess maybe made him feel better. But they sure fixed him up pretty good there when he tried to blow up a propane tank there in front of that facility in Tacoma.
Right. Do you think we're going to see an instance where we're going to have sort of an L.A. riot situation against Antifa?
I think it's just a matter of time. We've already had a number of demonstrations where the Antifa folks and their John Brown Gun Club types and their whatever else they call their little gun-toting organizations, they've been out there with open carry. And there's been on the pro-America, pro-gun, pro-constitution, pro-law and order, there's been a whole bunch of people open carrying as well. And it's just going to be a matter of time, kind of like the Revolutionary War, when somebody has a negligent discharge and, oh, the fun is going to start. There's going to be a lot of dead people, and I think they're mostly going to be people wearing masks. It's not going to be hard to tell friend from foe. All you got to do is look for the guy wearing a mask, and you know who the bad guys are.
Have you ever seen any of those pictures of them when they try to gun up? Have you ever seen those before?
I have seen them, written about them, studied them, and I love it. It's just like their hand-to-hand is a complete farce and a joke. You know, I've been in studying Krav Maga for the better part of 6 years now, and these guys, even after their training, they can't even throw a punch. Their gun handling skills are somewhere between abysmal and downright dangerous. These people would do well just to not shoot themselves or their friends. But when push comes to shove, I think they're it's all about the bully thing. I mean, they're bullies. They hide behind masks, they carry sticks and clubs and beat the hell out of people they don't agree with. And they are the classic fascists. I mean, they are exactly what they're claiming their opponents are, and that's fascists in terms of using violence to suppress a diversity of opinions. And that's what these people are. They're bullies, they're cowards, and when push comes to shove, they usually don't do very well, as evidenced by some of the videos that we've seen.
Yeah, I like it when the cops finally bulldoze them.
Cops don't usually do it, though, because they're usually doing this stuff in cities like Seattle or Portland where the police are handcuffed by the mayor and the police chief. And, you know, oftentimes it's the private citizens. And, you know, I've long said that when law and order breaks down, it'll be the American gun owner that comes to the rescue. I mean, we've seen it before just not too many years ago in Ferguson. I mean, we had riots night after night in Ferguson, businesses being burned down or looted, and the police did absolutely nothing about it. And the first night, the three percenters and the oath keepers came in and stood on the roofs with their rifles. There was not a peep in the streets. There was no looting. There was no arson, because the bad guys knew those guys from the oath keepers, they were held and handcuffed by the local law enforcement or the local political leaders. They would shoot and kill people trying to commit aggravated arson of an occupied structure, and they didn't want any part of getting shot, so they didn't come out and loot or riot and commit arson. So, I mean, one night is all it took with the Oath Keepers in Ferguson to end the rioting that the police hadn't solved in a week or more. And, you know, Ferguson's, gosh, it's not even 2.5 hours from my house.
Right.
You know, I was down there a couple of days after the rioting the first time around, and it's amazing. It's a whole different place in the daytime, but when the night, sun goes down, it gets kind of sporty pretty quick.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about the. I mean, you guys just carried one of my EDCs. I want to talk about EDCs simply because I had this question the other day about them, and I just like to get your take on it. And because you guys are the masters of the gun carrying EDC. But John is with TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan Zimmerman is off doing something tonight, so he's here with us. He's also with Gun Save Life. So this is a twofer. He operates behind enemy lines in Illinois, fighting the good fight, not leaving, not deserting. That's what I would do. I mean, you know.
And mind.
Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Civil rights and immigration groups have filed a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's new rules that could dramatically limit asylum claims by Central American migrants seeking to enter the United States. The suit, filed in a Northern California federal court on Tuesday, alleges the new asylum policy is an unlawful effort to significantly undermine, if not virtually repeal, the U.S. asylum system at the southern border. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell responds to tweets and comments from President Trump today on Capitol Hill.
Well, the president's not a racist. The president's not a racist. And I think the tone of all of this is not good for the country. But it's coming from all different ideological points of view. That's the point. To single out any segment of this, I think, is a mistake.
And the Dow lost 24 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is they. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to John Bach, he is at the Truth About Guns and also Guns Save Life. He's got a full day most days. One of the things that Truth About Guns writes about on a regular basis or shows is the everyday carry. And you guys published mine the other day. And let me ask you something about the everyday carry.
Sure.
Do you believe it?
I believe it. Most of them, yes. By the way, nice pistol. I believe most of them. Every once in a while I get one that I'm pretty sure is a fake. And there, we had one where the kid, you could see his mom standing in the doorway in the reflection of his sunglasses. But I think probably 90-95% of those are legit. But we get some people that are kind of like a walking advertisement for one thing or another. But I think they're legit. I posted mine up there a month or two ago. I'd been going to do it for a long time, but because of some things that happened here in Illinois, I held off because of personal security reasons.
Right.
But that stuff is passed now, and the threat condition level is down a little bit, but I didn't want somebody phoning the state police saying John Bach pulled out a Glock 19 on me in the interstate and threatened to shoot me kind of thing, and knowing that I carried a Glock 19 kind of thing. So, but that's all past us now. But I think they're legit, and some people are very hypercritical of what other people carry, but people carry what they need on a daily basis or might possibly need on a daily basis. And I like seeing what other people carry and learning for some of the stuff they've got and learning what doesn't work as well.
Well, I do too, but the thing about some of these everyday carries, see, with me, I believe there's a whole lot of psychological value to where if you have to draw a gun on somebody for self-defense, if you draw a bigger gun, I think that probably has more of a psychological hit on them than if you're drawing one of the a smaller gun, okay?
I agree.
So, like, I'm looking at one right here that's on Truth About Guns, and, you know, this is one that you published. Guy's got a pepper spray gun. He's got a revolver with some reloads. He's got 1, 2, 3 knives, 4 knives.
A flashlight.
Yeah, he's got 1, 2, it looks like 3 flashlights. He's got his keys. He's got a carabiner. I don't know what's in the little pouch. He's got an Altoid thing that's wrapped up. Maybe that's a survival kit. It looks like he's got a protein bar. I get that. I don't know what the rolled-up thing is. And I don't care. I mean, I carry a knife. One knife. I carry a flashlight sometimes. But most of the time,
Yeah. 2 knives, 2 flashlights. 2 is 1, 1 is none. The knife in my case is, 1 knife is for cutting people and the other knife is for utilitarian purposes. And the cutting people knife stays very, very, very sharp. And because that's its purpose in life. I've seen some interesting things on there. I saw one guy carrying a pepper gun down in Puerto Rico. I mean, talk about all the potential downside of carrying a gun there, only not having a gun when you pull it out. I mean, just no upside to it to me. But again, everybody's a little bit different in what they carry. And I'm just shocked that some people, quite frankly, don't carry a blade and a flashlight. Majority of deadly force encounters are in low light or no light conditions.
Right.
And if you can't identify the target, you cannot shoot. And like you, I carry a full-size gun because less psychological and more the I want to be able to make a shot at 20 yards without thinking about it or 10 yards without even thinking about it. And if I'm up against somebody that's got a long gun, I'm going to need that 20-yard shot. And while I can make it on a good day with an LCP-2 or some little 380 like that, I can make it confidently with a Glock 19 or something along those lines. And as far as counting on intimidation, we've had a couple of cases here in Illinois where people were actually emboldened by the gun owner who was reluctant to shoot or fired a warning shot because it wasn't their first rodeo at having a gun pointed at them. And if you're not prepared to use it, you probably shouldn't be waving it around because the person you're waving it to, this may not be their first rodeo looking down the muzzle of a gun, and if they sense weakness, they're going to be all over you like white on rice.
They might decide to take that because they might like it and use it on you as they leave, won't they?
Exactly. It's a nice bonus prize for the casual mugger or the bully. Absolutely.
But at the same time, when I'm looking at EDC, right, like I realize that you need to be carrying some sort of first aid.
It's debatable. Most people don't. I don't carry first aid. I feel if push comes to shove, I can use a belt or a shoelace to make a tourniquet.
Yeah.
I've got my cat tourniquet and my Israeli battle dressing in the door of my car, which is usually not far away, or strategically located around the house. But when out in public, I carry enough stuff already, and I've never needed to do a serious first aid on somebody in a location there wasn't medical people right away. You know, when I'm at the range, yeah. When I'm teaching classes, I ask all of my instructors to make sure they have Israeli battle dressing in their cargo pants. So that way, if somebody, God forbid, does something stupid and shoots themselves, somebody can be there on the spot with a dressing within moments as opposed to minutes and potentially save a life. But I don't carry first aid, I'll be honest with you. I know a lot of people who do, but they're pretty hardcore, and they carry two full-size guns and two reloads for each one of those, and make my 10 pounds worth of stuff look pretty light and light and easy compared to what they carry. But yeah, everybody's different. It's a free world. If it works for you, I put a line in one of them recently. I said, it's completely up to him. He can carry around a bag of Quikrete for all I care. Everybody's different.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, sometimes when I look at what I see, when I travel and I'm going to be further than an hour away from home, it looks like I'm prepared for Red Dawn. When you open the back of my
bug out bags in the back of my car, and or get home bag is probably a better way to refer to it. But yeah, absolutely. You know, I used to carry a long gun, actually two long guns, a shotgun and a rifle in the car. It's only recently I've changed cars where I can't secure the weapons as I would like to. But
right.
The last thing I want is a smash and grab to somebody to run off with an AR and or a shotgun. In my van I used to have a little stack-on safe that I bolted to the floor and the rear row of seats where they were at. And that was a secure way to carry, a couple of handguns and stuff. But I don't have that right now. And I just carry what's on me. But I figure if I'm trying to get home, the last thing I want to be doing is carrying a long gun, because that's going to attract all sorts of the wrong kind of attention.
Yeah.
And
let me get you to hold right there. We'll talk about that on the other side. Interests me. Talking to John Bach from The Truth About Guns and Guns Save Life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I'm talking to John Bach from Truth About Guns, Guns Save Life. How hard is it to travel around in Illinois with a bunch of guns in your vehicle?
Not at all.
Not hard?
No, even as an out-of-state person, if you've got a concealed carry license from your home state, you can carry a loaded handgun inside your vehicle. It just has to stay inside your vehicle, and you're perfectly legal. It's a vast improvement over what it was, 8 or 10 years ago before we got concealed carry, where the gun had to be unloaded, encased, and ideally inaccessible to the occupants of the vehicle. So it's not that bad. I mean, all the other guns, the long guns, have to be unloaded and encased, So you're good to go there. If you don't have a carry license from your home state, the guns should be unloaded, encased, and ideally transported so they're inaccessible to the occupants of the vehicle. But generally speaking, cops here aren't nearly as overbearing as they used to be before concealed carry came along.
Does Illinois have reciprocity with anybody?
Illinois has reciprocity with nobody. That's just the way our politicians roll here. But and Illinois license is recognized, I think, close to 30 states now. But then again, we've got the most rigorous training requirement of any state, which is way, way overkill for what is needed. I mean, Indiana's got nothing, and they do just fine. Missouri's got constitutional carry. Kentucky is going to have constitutional. Well, I guess they do have constitutional carry kicked in the 1st of July.
Right.
There's no training requirement for any of that, and they don't have people running around shooting themselves or shooting other people accidentally or doing stupid things as a rule. And Illinois wouldn't either, but, you know, we make the best of what we've got here in Illinois. I like to say we're really good at making lemonade out of lemons because we've got a whole friggin' lot of lemons here.
Right. So how many constitutional carry states surround Illinois? I haven't ever looked at the map to figure that part out.
I don't know. I don't have it right in front of me. I think, what, there's like 15-ish, 16 right now that are constitutional carry states. I know Kentucky and Missouri are. Indiana might as well be. I mean, the license is free now, and they'll issue it to you on the spot, I believe. Wisconsin, I think, is trying to get it, but I don't think they're there yet. But, you know, quite frankly, my focus, honestly, is right here in Illinois, trying to navigate this this state and make a difference in it and to do things to influence legislation and politicians in Springfield to expand our rights as opposed to go after them under this new governor we've got that's a committed anti-gun kind of guy.
Right. So if I'm driving through Illinois, which I don't know that I would ever do, I would love to visit Chicago. I don't know why. Maybe just see that scenic river, that iconic river in that downtown area. Although I understand the downtown area of Chicago gets pretty hairy on certain days, especially the Merchants Mall. Is that what they call that?
The Water Tower Place. And,
I've heard that gets pretty hairy, right. But... those things aside, I would love to see it, except now, what's the difference for a out-of-state gun owner driving through Illinois than, say, New Jersey?
I wouldn't take a handgun into New Jersey myself, but then again, I'm not that familiar on what the New Jersey laws are. You know, New Jersey and Massachusetts, as I understand it, are very... very unwelcoming to handgun possession by out-of-staters that aren't obviously licensed in those respective states. So I don't really know. You know, like I said, Illinois is not that bad. If you've got a carry license from your home state, you can have the gun loaded in your car, and you're good to go. It's not like Massachusetts where you have the gun unloaded and encased in the back seat, and all of a sudden... crime stopper with a badge wants to drag you out of your car and take you to prison for, God forbid, having a handgun in that state without the proper licensing.
Right. Do you think you'll ever see a day in Illinois? Is it politically? Well, you know, how much does Chicago run Illinois?
Chicago has about 60% of the votes in the General Assembly, 50%-ish. I think we'll see. We'll have open carry here in Illinois when I'm eating tapioca pudding in a nursing home. But it probably ain't going to happen before then.
Right. I don't know that I'd ever see a day in the nursing home where I'd be like, bring me the tapioca.
Yeah, I probably won't be yelling anything at that age, but who knows.
I'm trying. I'm going to try very hard not to ever go to one. But if I do, the first thing I'm yelling is, bring me the tapioca. So anyway, when you travel, you don't go full out, you know, zombie control pack out loadout that you carry with you? I mean, I do. I'll tell you right now, I do. I mean, when I'm rolling out the door, you're like, wow, are you like with the Mossad in Israel? Or what's up with you, pal?
No, just a handgun and a couple of magazines and maybe 50 or 100 rounds of ammunition. I don't go too overboard when traveling out of state, but you know, at the same time, you know, common sense goes a long way. It depends on where you're going, what you're doing, and so forth. And frankly, I prefer much to drive. That way I can carry more. In that case, yeah, I'm carrying a long gun if I'm out of state and I'm driving. But if I'm flying, yeah, I'm just going with the handgun. And the bare minimum is typically what I carry every day and maybe a little bit more. But if I'm driving, yeah, I've got my get-home bag in there. I've got a few other things in there. And, you know, I look at my vehicle as a retreat location, if you will, or a rally point, I guess is a better word. You know, it's a place I can go to in an emergency and have food, have water, have clothing, have shelter, and I can walk away from that vehicle and be okay for, you know, two or three days easily, or I can stay with the vehicle and be okay for a couple of days. It just depends on what the environment's like and how permissive the environment is to remaining there as opposed to getting robbed or victimized in some way or another.
Do you ever, do you go to SHOT Show, don't you?
I have not been to SHOT Show yet. I intend to go. It's on my bucket list.
Right. See, going to SHOT Show, I don't carry a gun when I fly, or I haven't yet. And one of the only places I fly is SHOT Show in Las Vegas. You can carry a gun on Las Vegas on the Strip out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere that you stay and everywhere that you're going to go into, those are gun-free zones. Especially since Mandalay Bay. So it becomes an issue of are you going to, and I don't know, I'm pretty sure they can't possibly check everything. I mean, if you've never been there, they've got people trying to check your ID, your room key to keep you from, keep people from going upstairs that aren't actually staying at the hotels, but every one of those hotels is a madhouse, but, that's all beside the point. We're about to run out of time. One more time, tell people how they can find Gun Save Life and how they can sign up for your magazine that you have online.
We are at gunsavelife.com. Again, there's a membership link to sign up online. We don't have anybody making $1 million here, not even a fraction of that. We don't buy $10,000-$20,000 suits, and we don't put up interns at $4,000 condos. You know, it's largely, almost exclusively a volunteer organization, and we're proud of what we do. But, you can find us at gunsavelife.com. And don't forget to visit The Truth About Guns, of course, on a daily, if not hourly basis, because there's always good stuff popping up there, including an everyday carry tonight that I think you'll be kind of amused with.
I will be looking for it. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Well, thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it. And you have yourself a great night.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI. We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So,
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.